From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King, and I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. Nicole, I was recently reading about how telescopes and satellites actually only take pictures in black and white. How do we get those colorful images of space that I see on Instagram?
All of our digital cameras today are based on a device called a charge-coupled device, or CCD. And astronomy was an early adapter of CCD technology because it is so much more efficient than photographic film. And these devices detect little particles of light called photons and turn it into an electronic signal that it can be read. Now, the thing about these is they detect light, but they don't tell you what color it is. So the way we get color is we put a color filter in front of it, like a colored piece of glass or a colored piece of film, and you can take a picture of the same object in these different filters. So you get your red image and you get your green image and you get your blue image, for example. You can add those together afterwards to get the full color image. Now, this doesn't just happen with visible light. This also works for light beyond the visible light. So infrared and ultraviolet filters exist, right? And so we can make these photographs that span that range. Telescopes like X-ray telescopes and radio telescopes, types of light that are a little bit further away on the spectrum, capture light differently, but the same kind of principle can exist in how the photographs are made, in that the photographs at different radio, quote unquote, colors or X-ray colors, really wavelengths, can be detected by different instruments and then merged together to make a picture that looks like a full color image, even though none of the wavelengths are wavelengths that you could see with your eye.
Nicole, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
If you have questions about the night sky, shoot us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.